Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once again, live from Oakmont Bakery, day two of the U.S. Open at Oakmont Country Club, just up the hill on Halton Road from the bakery, bumper to bumper here, crossing the river, coming into town again. That's not a surprise. Looks like Mother Nature will cooperate again today. It won't be as hot with a high of 82. One of the top stories certainly of the day yesterday was still another airliner crash with 242 on board. One survivor who was in seat 11A. It's hard to believe after you see the video that anyone survived. And joining us is Dan Diggins, who has an accomplished resume. He is an expert in aviation. He is a pilot. He has advised the U.S. military and civilian aviation and done extensive investigations. Dan, we welcome you back to KDK. Unfortunately, this morning, because of this major crash with a Boeing 787 Dreamliner.
Good morning, Larry. Good to be with you.
When you saw the video, which many people have already seen, the plane takes off and then doesn't seem to be able to get altitude and within 30 seconds hits a building housing medical students. What do we know so far?
It's hard to go by the video. The video that I saw, was the resolution wasn't very good, so it's kind of hard to tell how the aircraft was configured. This is a very automated airplane. The electronic flight bag that does all the performance calculations takes into account the weather, and all once it figures out those calculations and what you want to use for the flap setting, the flaps can be either 1 degree up to 20 degrees for takeoff, and then the slats go out automatically with the flaps. Slats go out first. It's hard to tell whether they were deployed at all. They weren't deployed at 20 degrees, I can tell you that. The video was clear enough not to show that. But they could have been 1 degree or 5 degree, and it might look just like the video. So the airplane sets all this stuff up. The pilots put their inputs in, and then it sends the data to the flight management system. And if the airplane is not configured correctly, once they start their takeoff roll, according to what they did in the performance data, then it gives them an alert that says they're not configured properly for takeoff. Don't know if that happened. Have no idea. The boxes will tell us a lot, the black boxes. The flight data recorder for this aircraft is about probably 1,500 to 2,000 parameters. So it's clearly, if you recover that, it's clearly going to tell us what happened. The cockpit voice recorder has five different channels in it, and that'll capture the conversations between the pilots while they were doing the checklist, and also the conversations as they were accelerating down the runway and lifted off. So we're going to know what happened pretty soon, I'd say within a few months. Why it happened will probably take a couple years.
Couple years? That seems extraordinary, but yet, as I understand, that's pretty typical, correct? Why so long?
Well, because it's very technical, because we have to rule out that there was the software was operating correctly, was talking to each other. a lot of times this software gets updated routinely, and sometimes the updates have a flaw in them. So all that has to be rooted out. I mean, like I say, we'll know what happened, but the actual why is going to take a long time, and there's going to be human factors team that's going to be put in place, and we'll really scrub down to the ones and the zeros to know that everything was working correctly.
We're with Dan Diggins, who is an aviation expert, a pilot, and knows this world very well. Now, I heard, Dan, that this is the first crash of this type for this aircraft in Boeing's history of the 787-8. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's correct. We initially, this airplane had a few problems with batteries because there's a lot of batteries. It's an electronic airplane. It's a composite airplane. It's not made of aluminum like typical transport category airplanes. So this is a remarkably advanced airplane, but this is the first crash. It's had a few incidents, but no crashes. It's the first that I'm aware of.
And how extraordinary is it that one sole survivor, I mentioned in seat 11A, was able to say, and they've already asked questions, I guess, that he heard some kind of boom in that short period of time on takeoff. And then we've seen videos from people's phones. Now, I don't know that showed that there was smoke in the cockpit, but you don't know what's real and not real anymore on social media.
Yeah, that's true. And eyewitness accounts, in accident investigation, we didn't put much credence in eyewitness accounts because people just remember things differently than what really happened. So, you know, we always interview people, but the longer away from the accident, people have a chance to look at media, and it influences what they think they remember. So I wouldn't put much credence in a loud bang.
And that said, do you think Boeing obviously will be intensely involved, but what about the aircraft and its safety currently and continuing to use it around the world?
Well, unless something really comes out early that says we have a software problem or hardware problem, then it's I would say it's way too premature to say whether the airplane was at fault here. So I have no idea at this point. But if we do, in the process of the investigation, if we do find something that it's a systemic problem, then that will be corrected.
And Dan, as Commission Chair and Vice Mayor in Holmes Beach there, I'm familiar with that. Anyone knows Bradenton, and it's just there, Anna Maria Island. We appreciate you taking time this morning. Unfortunately, when we talk to you, it's after a major aviation incident.
Hey, Larry, I just want to point out it is remarkable that we had a survivor. That's a very random thing, but I want to remind your listeners that when you get on an airplane and they say put the seatbelt on low and tight across your hips, listen to them, because that's your best chance of survival if you have it right across your hips and as tight as you can get it.
I appreciate that very much. Dan, thank you.
Okay, Larry, have a good day.
You got it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores.
Fast, friendly, clean.